Hello, welcome to Michael's Business English Solution. This month, we're looking at negotiating tactics. First, the problem. From next year, I will have to negotiate in English with our foreign clients. My boss has told me to study negotiating tactics. Help! My solution. Tactics are an interesting but potentially dangerous topic. Here are my answers to common questions Japanese business people have about dealing with tactics. What are tactics? Tactics are techniques used to gain an advantage in a negotiation. They may be aimed to distract you, to change the negotiation focus, or to manipulate you into making unnecessary concessions. Should I use tactics? This is a difficult question. You should decide. However, I usually advise my students to ask themselves two questions. Is it ethical, i.e. the right thing to do? And is it worth it, i.e. what are the possible repercussions if the other side realizes they have been manipulated by your use of tactics? Why should I learn about tactics? Even if you don't use tactics, it is essential that you understand tactics, as other people may well use tactics against you. By being able to recognize tactics, you can avoid being distracted and stay focused on your negotiating goals. Are negotiators using tactics bad people? Often people use tactics automatically, without thinking. And certain tactics are standard business practice within their cultures. For example, if you're shopping in a market in Thailand, you will often see traders using the highball tactic. This is where you set the opening price much higher than the expected price. Within Thai culture, a lengthier bargaining process is usual, and so the highball tactic is just good business sense. How can I learn about tactics? Two words: research and observe. There are many books and websites on this topic you can use for research. Later, I'll recommend two excellent sites to start from. Also, observe people about you. Notice tactics used in marketing, daily life, and even politics. Next are three common negotiating tactics. First, funny money. This tactic is when you make the price appear lower than it actually is. For example, by spreading the cost over time. A personal example is when I was once shopping in Ginza for a new futon. The futon the clerk recommended was about 200,000 yen. When I said it was too expensive, he said it could last for up to 20 years. So really, I'm only paying 10,000 yen a year for a good night's sleep. This tactic is common in insurance advertisements. For example, only 500 yen a day. Second, good cop, bad cop. Famous from American crime movies, one cop is nice and friendly, while the other is hostile and aggressive. This is an extremely common negotiating tactic in business. For example, the customer is very friendly and keen on your product. Good cop. However, they complain their manager is not so interested, and you need to make concessions to sell the proposal to them. Bad cop. This tactic has also been seen commonly in politics. For example, in the negotiations before the start of the Iraq War, George Bush was seen as using direct and aggressive tactics, bad cop, while Tony Blair stressed a more open, conciliatory approach, good cop. Third, the salami. The name comes from the American delicatessen style of serving salami, slice by slice. Rather than trying to sell the whole package, it may be easier to slice it into smaller pieces. By dealing with smaller pieces, it can be easier to get concessions one by one. For example, a union negotiating with management might start by focusing on just one item. For example, pay rise. After lengthy discussions, they may get a concession from management. Then they introduce the next slice. For example, vacation time. Then later the next slice, pension benefits, and so on. The final result might be a package management would initially have rejected from the start. So, negotiating is a difficult and interesting area. Good luck with it. Next month, we're looking at a new topic, business telephoning. Good luck.